Let's face it, all you have to do is go to a concert and see why critics say that the Cooperstown Summer Music Festival is rapidly shaping into one of the premier seasonal arts organizations in New York. It's well worth the trip to experience playing of this caliber. The 14th season of the Cooperstown Summer Music Festival, under the artistic direction of Linda Chassis, runs through August 24th. Festival artists include the Horzowski Trio, Jazz with Tierney Sutton Band, and a festival finale with the Juilliard String Quartet. The season also features the concert, the Grand Tour, Vienna, Madrid, and Paris, which sounds so cool, and also offer several free events, including a flute fest on August 2nd and a pro-am performance on August 8th. We'll find out what that is in just a moment. Since 1999, the festival has offered nearly 100 concerts, from classical to jazz, early works to contemporary, bluegrass to cabaret. And artistic director Linda Chassis joins us this morning to tell us all about the rest of their amazing season. And Linda, it is a delight to have you back on the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, we use that word festival, I think, sometimes loosely. But when I read this and I hear what's going on there, you just think of that this is a festival. This is just, it's fun.
It is fun. And I really try to have something for everybody. People have a wide variety of tastes, and I love to get people to broaden their experience with music. Some people think I actually changed the name of the festival. It used to be the Cooperstown Chamber Music Festival,
right?
But chamber has such a kind of elitist association, and that it was kind of a turnoff to people who have come to the festival never having experienced. Often never having experienced string quartets or trios, and finding it so viscerally exciting that I just decided that a more apt name would be the Cooperstown Summer Music Festival.
So how does a flute player end up starting all this?
Well, a flute player, because of the nature of the repertoire, chamber music repertoire, we don't have the major quartets and whatever, were generally relegated to the first piece on a program.
Yeah.
And it does get limiting after a while. And I thought it would be a really fun idea to kind of push my boundaries and become sort of more of a curator, which is what I feel like I do. It's something larger than the flute. I play in three or four of the concerts, but it's such a thrill to kind of create interesting programs and try to balance the season and really do find something that can appeal to a wide variety of people.
We should mention, and if I didn't make this clear in the introduction, I just want to key in, but you have a couple of events already under your belt. This has been going on for the month of July and will continue throughout the month of August, and some of the best stuff yet to come. But so far, it's been a lovely festival.
Oh, it's been great. The first concert, the opening night, was with Jason Vio, phenomenal guitarist,
yeah,
and some young string players. I did a lot of Piazzolla with him, and it was such a great joy to play with him. And last night we had the Jupiter String Quartet, and it was an amazing, amazing concert.
And you go from venue to venue. You do not have a home per se, but
that's
you
right.
You go throughout Cooperstown and play these wonderful places, which I assume reflect in some way what you're doing.
Absolutely. And also it has to deal with availability. And,
well, right. But you fit the venue with,
exactly,
the, with the act. Yeah.
And so this year we're using three venues in Cooperstown: the Farmers Museum, which has this wonderful stone barn with lots of wood and glass, and it's just, yep, an incredible atmosphere. And we have the wonderful fanciful Otisaga Resort Hotel Ballroom, which is air-conditioned, which is also beautiful.
Amen.
And you sit there and you look at the lake, Otsego Lake, and it's just this wonderful kind of feeling. And the historic Christ Episcopal Church, which was one of the earliest churches in Cooperstown, dates back to the Cooper family. And so we have a wide variety of options for venues as well as music.
Let's go through some of the events that are left in the season. There are many of them, six to be exact. And Thursday, you will be at the Otisaga in the air conditioning for Flute Fest.
A free Flute Fest and a truly international Flute Fest. I've been this past week teaching at this international Flute Institute in Oneonta as part of the New York Summer Music Festival. And it's an array of teachers from Europe, from China, from Korea, with 20 students, really very advanced flute students, ranging in age from 13 to 22, 23. And we work intensively for 2 weeks, and this is one of the culminations of this two-week process. They play giant flute choir pieces, and if you haven't heard a flute choir, well, you're really missing something.
It sounds so much fun. It's at the Otisaga Resort Hotel. It's Thursday, August 2nd at 7:30, and you can find out about that event and all the events by going to CooperstownMusicFest.org, which we'll read at the end of this segment as well. CooperstownMusicFest.org. And then right on Sunday, at the Otisaga, you will have the Horzowski Trio, as I mentioned in the introduction.
And they're just a wonderful trio, wonderful human beings. Two of them have been to the festival in different configurations. They're a relatively new trio, but they are one of the busiest piano trios working today. Just even though they just formed officially this year. Jesse Mills is the violinist, Raman Ramakrishnan, the cellist, and Rieko Ayazawa, the pianist. And we're doing a really interesting program on the 5th. It seems, what is Saint-Saëns piano trio and Nino Rota flute trio and the Schubert piano trio, how do they relate? Well, it turns out
They're
all beautiful, but they have a real film connection.
Here's
a piece of trivia for you, Joe.
All right.
Saint-Saëns was the first composer to write a film score.
I did not know that.
1908, the assassination of the Duc de Guise. It was a 15-minute French film with the actors from the Comédie Française. He was the first film score composer.
That is so cool.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
This piece has nothing to do with that, but it was written around the same time. Nino Rota is best known as the composer of all the Godfather films.
Yes.
But also all of the Fellini scores.
That's right. The Incredible.
Right.
Yeah.
So his piece is very, it has kind of a lot of visual imagery to it. It's very rhythmically exciting and lush harmonies and a lot of fun. And the Schubert, if you remember the film Barry Lyndon, if you saw Barry Lyndon, and there's a great clip on YouTube featuring the Schubert piano trio in E flat, which is the second half of the program. And if you've seen that film, you can't get that moment out of your head. So there's a little clip on YouTube, and that's from the Schubert, which they'll play on the second half.
This performance is Sunday, August 5th at 7:30 at the Otisaga Resort Hotel. And then there's a pro-am performance, and pro-am is either, we hear that in regards to tennis or golf or an airline. No, I guess that's Pan-Am. Right. So how do we think of this musically?
Well, I started this 4 or 5 years ago, and it's, I think, fairly unique to Cooperstown. There are many, many wonderful amateur chamber musicians, but oftentimes they come together for amateur chamber music weeks where they perform just a little bit at the end, and they perform with each other. What's different about mine is that we mix amateur, very serious amateur musicians with our professional musicians, and actually the amateurs, they're at such a level they can be sort of known as non-career musicians, because they could be really professionally successful, many of them, but have opted to do other things in their lives, such as be famous molecular biologists or color scientists or neurosurgeons.
Them,
yeah, really. So and what happens with the AMs is that they don't have a chance to really perform a lot. So we get together and we'll meet on Saturday, the 4th of August. Our first concert together is on the 6th of August at Pathfinder Village, which is a wonderful residential community for adults with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lovely venue in Edmundston. It's open to the public as well. And so we'll do our first performance, and we're doing a movement of the Archduke Trio and a movement of the Brahms G minor piano quartet and Haydn flute trio. I mean, so just a wide, just little movements of a variety of pieces, about an hour of music. Then we get together and have dinner, a lot of drinks and talk about what transpired.
A lot of drinks.
And then the next day we rehearse some more, and the next night we perform in Cherry Valley at Grace Church in Cherry Valley, open to the public. After that, we go out for dinner, kind of do an analysis of what transpired, and our final concert is in Cooperstown on the 8th of August at Christ Episcopal Church. So a lot of interesting things happen in performance, especially when you're not accustomed to performing on a regular basis. There's a lot of anxiety often about performing.
Yeah.
A lot of things happen that you just, it's really fun for the professionals as well, I think. We learn so much.
And performing with you and the Horzowski Trio. That's really cool and beautiful. It's the Pro-Am performance, again free, at Christ Church, Wednesday, August 8th at 7:30. And you know, I just a quick aside here. You know, I have to give you props because I'm looking at the brochure. You are one of the few artists I have ever seen whose headshot, your press shot, actually looks like you. I mean, that is a beautiful photo. Like, that is an absolutely beautiful photo.
Well, thank you.
Because sometimes I see these pictures and then the people come in and I don't know who the hell they are because It doesn't even look like the picture. You actually, it's just a beautiful photo.
Well, thank you. That's Matt Dine, wonderful musician, wonderful oboist who's the photographer. And he's become the photographer of choice for musicians these days.
Did a good job. That's very nice. Tierney Sutton Band is August 12th at 7:30 at the Otisaga Resort Hotel. And they've been, they've been around for a long time. Got a Grammy nomination with their fourth Grammy.
Right. I'm a huge Tierney Sutton fan.
Yeah.
She's based in L.A. So when I saw that she was going to be at the Jazz Standard in New York City, I got on the phone very quickly to find out about her availability to come to Cooperstown to perform for us. She's a marvelous vocalist, really incredible. But I think what where she's absolutely brilliant is as a collaborator, because she has this ability to blend seamlessly with her colleagues in a way that's truly a chamber music like, and a chamber music like fashion. And so she's a fantastic singer, but is not such a diva that she doesn't kind of go for the biggest, for the blend and allow the other people to shine as well. And she's been with the same band. She has her same, and she calls herself the Tierney Sutton Band, the same three guys for, I think, 14 or 15 years now. So they really gel. I think they're doing a lot from their latest, most recent album, American Journey, which is a lot of American traditional songs and Tierney's take on those. So I think that's going to be an awesome concert.
Tierney Sutton Band, Sunday, August 12th, 7:30 at the Otisaga Resort Hotel. Quick reminder that you can find all this information at CooperstownMusicFest.org. CooperstownMusicFest.org. And we will we'll finish up with the Juilliard String Quartet. But before we do that, we'll talk about the Grand Tour, Vienna, Madrid, and Paris, which takes place on August 19th.
And that's an afternoon concert for those people that need to get home in the evening on Sundays. It's a great... also at the Otisaga. And we start off in Madrid with the Turina piano quartet. I play the Beethoven serenade for flute, violin, and viola. And we end with this incredibly sumptuous Fauré piano quartet, which is one of the great pieces of chamber music. So I think that's going to be a lovely afternoon with fabulous musicians, two of whom are members of the American String Quartet and some dear friends. So, and we've played together quite a lot.
And then you end at the Farmers Museum on Friday, August 24th with the Juilliard String Quartet.
Well, I hope we do, because the Juilliard was supposed to be our finale last year. And they were up there ready to play, and Hurricane Irene got in the way.
Yeah.
The museum was closed, power outage, no concert.
Yeah.
So they kindly agreed to come back and do the finale this season. And they're doing an all-late Beethoven program, which will be amazing. That's they're doing Beethoven Opus 131 and 132, so a real chock-a-block program.
It'll all work out this year. I know it will.
Keep our fingers crossed for the weather.
You've done a beautiful job putting this program together. You should be immensely proud with all the folks that are taking part in the Cooperstown Summer Music Festival. And it continues through August 24th. Again, you can find out more information about all the events that we talked to by going to CooperstownMusicFestival.org. CooperstownMusicFest.org. Did I say festival? I take that back. It's CooperstownMusicFest.org. Continues through August 24th. Linda, I thank you so much for being with
us. Thank you so much.
It's always a delight to have you here.
It's a pleasure.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.